paid for by Dr. Sherry Persenet.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Wednesday, January 17th, 2024 edition. We've got another candidate who's jumped into the U.S. Senate race. This is the 12th Republican to file paperwork. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that they will get signatures required, 15,000 minimum valid registered voters' signatures to get on the ballot, but a 12th person has jumped in. Kind of interesting. While TV ads are starting to hit, a 527 super PAC is starting to run pro Mike Rogers TV commercials. They're going to start today. These are 30-second TV spots that heralds the Republican U.S. Senate candidate as a, quote, conservative fighter who will help secure America's southern border. Conservative fighter. Stop, 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 stop. Are you talking about his voting record when he was in Congress for 8 years? Are we talking about the same Mr. Rogers? The Mr. Rogers that had a 54% conservative rating from FreedomWorks? Is that the conservative fighter you're talking about? The Great Lakes Conservation Fund ad is being marketed as a, quote, seven-figure TV and digital media buy in Detroit, Grand Rapids, Flint, Lansing, and Traverse City markets. And it comes a day after Rogers, another GOP challenger, Sandy Pensler, another millionaire from Grosse Pointe, came out with his own cable and social media buys that portrays Rogers as a flip-flopper on presidential hopeful Donald Trump. Now, the pro-Rogers ad mentions the crippling inflation and weak President Joe Biden, who is ruining our country, end quote, says the ad. Rogers is portrayed as a former soldier and law enforcement officer who never backs down from a fight. He will secure our border and take out the cartels who are poisoning our children. Really? As a U.S. senator, Mr. Rogers, you're not running for president. Donald Trump's going to be the Republican nominee for the Republican Party. Not really something you as a U.S. senator are capable of doing. You can support it in the form of a budget vote. You can advocate for it. You can talk about it on the floor of the U.S. Senate. You can back President Trump when he gets reelected to do all these things, but you, sir, really can't do any of this as a U.S. senator. You can advocate for it, you can push for it, you can lobby for it, you can absolutely talk about it in the U.S. Senate, but yeah, you're not really the president of the United States, nor will you ever be. Now, the Sandy Pensler campaign, which you may not even knew he got into the race. He ran before and lost. John James beat him. He spent millions of dollars, went nowhere. Pensler's Michigan campaign issued an anti-Rogers ad. Oh, that's good. So Pensler is going to attack the big name, Mr. Rogers, increase his unfavorability, lower his favorability. That will be a good money dollar spent. But in his ad, he spends most of his 30 seconds showing Rogers casting doubt on Trump's viability as a 2024 presidential candidate and describes some of the former president's conduct as, quote, this is Rogers saying this in Pensler's ad, beneath the dignity of the office of president, end quote, said Rogers in Pensler's ad. Pensler's ad closes with Rogers telling CNN, who, by the way, Rogers, Mr. Rogers, is still under an employment contract with CNN. Did you know that? Mike Rogers has been a quote-unquote political consultant for the Communist News Network. He's still on their payroll. He said on CNN with this blonde woman with glasses, I don't even know her name, I don't watch CNN, I don't even know who she is. He's coming on as, quote, a national security commentator. Okay. And this is what he had to say about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not my candidate. The spot is the very first one out of the box for Pensler. Comes after Rogers publicly last week endorsed Donald Trump prior to the Iowa caucus. I endorse President Trump, Pensler said. He will be the Republican nominee. We cannot have Donald Trump run on a ticket with a candidate who built their career off of attacking Trump while he was president. From 2017 through the 2020 election year, Mike Rogers was attacking Donald Trump every step of the way. Republican primary voters know that Peter Meyer, congressman from Michigan, for his very first vote, voted to impeach Donald Trump. But career politician Mike Rogers is actually running away from his record, where Rogers attacked Donald Trump the entire time he was president of the United States as a paid CNN analyst for over 5 years. The voters deserve Mr. Rogers to come clean. This guy is a scumbag, lying piece of garbage. And I will tell that to his face if he shows up on Friday. He needs to drop out of the race. Number one, when are you going to quit your job and stop being paid by CNN as a political commentator? National security commentator, my butt. He chaired the House Intelligence Committee and made sure that they hired a company from Great Britain to provide security of the embassy in Benghazi. You know, the one where four Americans died. And by the way, just happened to have his wife get a job working for that Great Britain company, advising then Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton as Secretary of State during the attack on our embassy. Mr. Rogers has some explaining to do. Lastly, J.D. Wilson from Northern Michigan has already announced and filed and has attended quite a few events, while another Wilson has gotten into the race. Glenn A. Wilson, the CEO of high-speed internet provider M33, out of Rose City, has become the 12th Republican to file paperwork for the Michigan U.S. Senate seat and announced yesterday that he has hired former Michigan Republican Party chair candidate Scott Hagerstrom, who ran President Trump's presidential campaign here in the state of Michigan back in 2016. Wilson is 59 years old of Rose City. He developed MapItRight.com, which is a tool for small business internet service providers. He's helped connect Northern Michigan homes to the internet. Originally from Toledo, Wilson started a bike repair business at the age of 9. He liked working on his bike and made money working on other people's bikes. The money from which he used to buy a 1965 Ford Galaxy 500 when he was 14 years old. He and his father rebuilt the vehicle. He studied mechanical engineering at Fair State and entered the workforce designing bread ovens for Subway. Later, he got into the internet business. At one point, Wilson operated the largest contiguous wireless internet grid in the world. Didn't know that. That's impressive. Wilson said his goals are to control the border, stop illegal immigration, build an economy that works for everyone, not just the rich and the well-connected, achieve energy independence, end the corporate welfare for Chinese companies, and stop the deficit spending. I agree with every one of those points. So let's see if he gets the signatures, and let's see how he does. 12 Republicans running for the nomination August 6th primary. Grassroots business guys. A medical doctor, Michael Hoover, businessman from Midland, Dow Chemical background, lots of talent running on the Republican side. The Democrats, well, they've already anointed Elisa Slotkin. She's going to win their primary easily over the other candidates. We'll see what happens in the Republican side. Last segment of today's show. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Officer Rick knows Mr. Rogers quite well. First of all, he said, according to the story, law enforcement officer, question mark, he was an FBI agent. He probably does not want to brag about that like he did when he ran for Congress because of the FBI's reputation right now. Mr. Rogers can go back to his multi-million dollar rock he's been hiding under down in Florida for the last 10 years. He can just stay there and enjoy his millions of dirty, deep state money dollars that he got from being a dirty congressman. Yes, he was my congressman. And I voted for him because he was a decent man before going to D.C. When he went to Washington, he got corrupted and became part of the deep state. Officer Rick says, I am done with him. And this is somebody who knows him pretty well. Jim in Toledo area, Trump did not stack the court for your listeners, but I know what you meant. No, actually, he kind of did. Donald Trump got 3 United States Supreme Court justices. Have you looked at their decisions lately? 5-4. 6-3. Yeah, his justices did tip the scale, but guess what? Elections have consequences. Supreme Court justices die or retire. And it's a blessing that you're the president of the United States and get to put up the person, nominate them, and get them confirmed by the United States Senate. Yeah, it's kind of the way it is. So here's the process. All these candidates are running. They have to turn in their signatures to get on the ballot. I believe it's April, I think, is the deadline. I'll check on that. If they don't have enough valid signatures, guess what? All of this is for naught because they're not going to be on the ballot. So out of the 12, the herd will be thinned out. But one person already has turned in his signatures, and that, of course, is Mr. Rogers. He paid for him. Turned in $30,000, the max. Oh, yeah, this guy's got the money. But my question is, are we going to let him buy the Republican nomination? I'm not going to support this guy in any way, shape, or form, and I look forward to the opportunity to see him again in person like I did on Mackinac Island when I gave him and his campaign manager Christopher Gustav my business card for the radio show and said, I want to have you on the show, and he agreed. Well, Mr. Rogers, I'm still waiting, and I'm going to confront you on Friday if you show up. I'm done playing games with you, sir. You're going to come on the show, and you're going to explain Benghazi's embassy to my listeners. We, the people, want to know the truth. We want to know about your conservative voting record when you were a congressman for 8 years. We're going to want to know why, all of a sudden, when Trey Gowdy started investigating the Benghazi embassy event, all of a sudden you started having health issues and decided not to run for re-election in Congress and moved to Florida and been hiding out in Florida's warm, beautiful climate for the last 10 years. Why did you all of a sudden parachute carpet bag back into Michigan to run for the U.S. Senate? And you really think you've got a snowball chance of winning the Republican primary, even though the polls and the media are propping up your campaign, along with James Craig and Peter Meyer? See, we're not stupid. We're not stupid, and we know exactly what's going on. So here's the deal. I'm going to be there on Friday. Hopefully you're going to be there on Friday. And I'll be wearing the radio station t-shirt, my radio uniform that I wear everywhere I go. You'll know who I am. We talked on Mackinac Island at the Island House. 15 minutes, you grabbed my bicep. You were checking out my arms. Yep, you know who I am. We're going to have a conversation, sir, on Friday. And then I'm going to report on it on Monday. So, very much looking forward to covering this event on Friday. Izzy Lyman's going to be the captain of the ship. Thank you, Izzy, for doing that. And giving me the opportunity down there to cover the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance's event. Dr. Sherry's coming, even though she's not allowed to participate in the Senate forum, but she's going to talk to everybody there. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll let you guys know on Monday. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr.